Elizabeth Elliot says, "I think we might divide up all the people in the world into two classes, the complainers and the thankful. Which are you? Which am I?" Welcome to Gateway to Joy, the challenging radio ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, helping you find joy in your Christian walk with the Savior today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, continuing my talks on Reflections of a Granny. I do want to thank you again for your support, for your prayers, for the letters that you write to us. And be assured that I read those letters, and I do pray over them. But I take that part of my job seriously. Now, as you listen to this program called Gateway to Joy, would you say that you hear the voice of our American culture, the same values that are proclaimed by the media? Well, I certainly hope not. It's my earnest hope that you hear an alternative to all that, something quite far removed, something which calls to the deeps in your soul, not necessarily to that which comes naturally. And I'm very aware, as often my correspondents remind me, that the things that I say are sometimes very tough. And you know, Jesus had some very tough things to say too. And no one who reads the Bible carefully and with an open heart and prayerfully, asking the Lord to teach him or her the lessons that the Lord wants to teach, nobody in those categories would say that following Christ is always easy or painless. We follow one who was crucified, and he asks us to follow him and to take up our cross. So the more I listen to popular voices and the more I read of secular thought, the less sense, the less attractive, not merely shallow, but destructive concepts I hear. The feel-good movement has really infected our thinking, hasn't it? We're supposed to feel good about God. Sometimes people say, it must be wonderful for you because you always live in his presence and you must just feel him there. And my answer to that is, nothing could be further from the truth. It's not that I feel the presence of God. That's a rare occurrence and a very blessed one when it happens. But I have to stake my faith on his promise, I will never leave you or forsake you. So no matter whether I feel him there or not, he is there. I hope that my program is not me-oriented. The Lord wants us to be other-oriented. He says that we are to consider not our own desires, but those of others. We are to treat others with love, with compassion, with understanding, and to reach out to them rather than to be expecting others to console us. You know what St. Francis prayed? Teach us not so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. We have a different kingdom, a different law, a different master, and a different motive. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within you if you open yourself to it. Now, I've not forgotten that I'm talking about Reflections of a Granny. So you are listening to a woman who is grandmother age. And I have many blessings in my life on which I can look back and thank God. But I must confess that I have been a slow learner. I'm embarrassed, I'm chagrined, I'm humiliated to realize how long it is taking me to learn lessons which I should have learned 50 years ago. And one of these lessons is just remembering to open my life, open myself, open my thoughts, open my intentions to the kingdom of God, which Jesus says is within us. I realize that the grace of God is like a continuous stream that's being poured out on us. And one definition of grace, which I love, says, grace is God giving himself to us in love. Grace is God giving himself to us in love. Now, what if the cross that he lays on your shoulders is not a pretty one, a nice, neat gold cross like the kind you wear around your neck or see in the front of your church? You know, the real cross of real wood with real nails had real blood on it. It was a stinking cross. Let's not be surprised if the cross that he assigns to us is not a hygienic one, a pretty one, a fragrant one. Let's not be surprised if the Lord comes to us in some form other than what we were expecting. If you expect to see a vision of the Lord, would you expect something like an angel? What if it turned out to be someone dressed in out-of-date clothing, someone who didn't strike you as being very attractive, and that person was actually Christ in disguise? Jesus says to us, whatever you've done for one of the least of my brothers, you have done for me. And I have been stabbed to the heart at times with the realization, too late, that I have failed to see Christ in someone who was very unattractive to me. And I have, of course, failed to treat that person as I would treat Jesus Christ. Are you asking him to offer you something other than the trials and tribulations which he has assigned to you? They're not the ones you would have chosen at all for your sanctification, are they? No. My thoughts are not your thoughts, God says. Neither are my ways your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than yours. But the secret of tranquility for us grannies, for us old women and old men, is to behold the Lord in all his afflictions, as opposed to our trifles. We make such a fuss about things at times, don't we? We're losing our powers. We're losing our hold on things. We're losing our control of our children and of our grandchildren. And the Lord is saying, I'm freeing you. I'm liberating you from these things. It's no longer your business to try to change the world and to straighten everybody out and to shape everybody up. It's your business to get down on your knees and pray and to trust me to do what needs to be done. I had a letter yesterday from a woman who was asking me. She started right out by saying, please help us to help our sister. And then she described an adult woman who's been married for more than 20 years, who is in what appears to the rest of the family to be a crazy kind of a marriage, and the way she capitulates to her husband, who never works and who takes advantage of his wife, just horrifies her relatives. And so they're saying, please help us to help her. What they really wanted me to help them to do was to straighten her out. Well, what can I do? What can I say? I said what I had to say, which is there are times when we realize that only God can change a situation. We should pray about the things that we can't change and leave all to God. God gives himself to me through grace, that never-ending stream. And I, if I love him, am permitted, am honored to be able to give myself to him as an oblation, as a living sacrifice. The cross of shame for Jesus was a place of utter helplessness and derision. It was his own pouring out of himself to and for us. Am I speaking to someone who is helpless? Someone who has been derided? remember, Jesus has experienced that. He went to that cross to save us, to lift us high above the world, to transform our weakness, our selfishness, our pride, our jealousies, all our sin. He took it. He bore it. He dealt with it there. And the sins of that person that bothers you so much, remember, God loves that person. God took that person's sins. As a grandmother, I can look back over nearly 7 decades. If I had to summarize what those decades have been in one word, the word would be grace. God's grace, marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. Someone has written, God's commandment is the way in which he loves me. It is the content of his love, and at the same time, the necessary premise which enables him to love me. When I find his commandments hard, Lord, help me to remember that your commandments are the way in which you love me.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.